It's Wednesday, April 19th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Since February 27th, 4 weeks after the much-reported torture of Chinese human rights lawyer Zi Yang, who has been in prison since July 2015, the two family-appointed lawyers of Yang have repeatedly been denied meeting with him, reports China Aid. Recently, without the family's knowledge or consent, a lawyer named He Xiaodian visited Yang in custody at least once, apparently at the bidding of the authorities, in an attempt to get Yang to appoint lawyers who will cooperate with the government. Yang's wife, a professor of environmental science at Hunan University, wrote a gutsy letter on April 5th to this communist attorney, which might result in her own prison sentence, or worse yet, her disappearance. Read some compelling excerpts of her letter in our print stories section in today's transcript. Tennessee's Attorney General has announced that the state will cease enforcing two abortion law regulations in response to a lawsuit leveled by abortion mills, reports the Christian Post. Tennessee agreed to cease enforcing the regulations that mandated that abortion mills have hospital admitting privileges and mandated that the facilities have hospital quality surgical standards. The decision was reached partly because of a United States Supreme Court decision last year striking down two similar regulations in the state of Texas. The Christian Post reports church attendance in Scotland has dropped by about 45% since 1984, according to the 2016 Scottish Church Census. Of the 390,000 churchgoers, around 42% of them are over 65 years of age. The Worldview spoke to Scottish-born film producer, homeschool father, and activist Colin Gunn about the decline of the church in Scotland.
The Scottish church has been in decline for a century and a half, and we see it at its nexus, or it's a complete evaporation from culture. There's so few people that go to church in Scotland now, it's so noticeable, and the number of churchgoers is just a tiny percentage of the population. So what you're looking at is a complete decline of the church over a period of 150 years, and it's a very sad thing to see.
Gunn said the greatest need of the Scottish church is to repent, but that there is a faithful remnant present there.
So what we're seeing, and what I've recognized just from my own experience beyond these kind of surveys, is that there is a remnant that is faithful and has been faithful. They're small in number, and they need our prayers, and they need our support, but they are there, and they're being... What we find is they're being sanctified, which means they're being more and more faithful. They're correcting errors of their past and being strengthened as they're being chastised, as our country is being chastised over our spiritual apostasy.
As the Apostle Paul wrote, so too at the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace. Romans 11:5. Three people were shot and killed after a man went on a shooting rampage yesterday in Fresno, California, randomly shooting at four white men, killing three before he was taken into custody, reports the Fresno Bee. The 39-year-old suspect, identified as Corey Ali Mohammed, is also suspected in the fatal shooting of a security guard outside a Motel 6 on Blackstone Avenue in central Fresno last Thursday. He is facing four counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder. Mohammed had expressed dislike of whites in Facebook posts. All of the victims were white. Officers found Muhammad running south on Fulton. Muhammad dove to the ground and yelled, "Ali Akbar," which means Allah is greater than your God, before he was taken into custody. Today, the United States Supreme Court, with Justice Neil Gorsuch sitting on the bench, will hear a long-anticipated religious liberties case, reports World News Service. In 2012, Trinity Lutheran Church applied for a Missouri state program to reimburse nonprofits for rubber playground surfaces made from recycled tire scraps. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources ranked Trinity Lutheran's application for the $20,000 grant fifth out of the 44 entities bidding for the tire scraps. The state awarded grants to 14 applicants, but Trinity Lutheran's preschool was not one of them because it's a church. Gorsuch will most likely side with Clarence Thomas, John Roberts, and Samuel Alito. So the toss-up vote is Anthony Kennedy, who has a long record of upholding state funding of religious schools. Just another reason why Christians are pleased that Donald Trump was elected president to bring some sanity back to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court rejected Arkansas's request to lift a stay late Monday that would have allowed the state to conduct its first execution since 2005, reports Fox News. Justices turned down Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge's request to vacate a stay for Don Davis, who was set to die Monday night by lethal injection. It's the second time in 7 days that Davis has come within hours of execution before the courts intervened. Arkansas had planned to execute 8 inmates before the end of April, when one of its lethal injection drugs expires. The inmates are all convicted murderers, including one found guilty of raping and murdering a mother of two, and another convicted in the torture killing of a 15-year-old boy. Genesis 9:6 says, "Whoever sheds human blood, by human shall their blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made mankind." Lee Strobel was the former Chicago Tribune journalist who tried to disprove Christianity when his wife Leslie became a Christian. But after nearly 2 years of investigation, he was overwhelmed by the avalanche of evidence for the deity and the claims of Christ, leading to his own conversion, which he documented in his 10 million copy bestseller, The Case for Christ. Now the film, The Case for Christ, has risen to the number 9 spot at the box office, and according to boxofficemojo.com, the film has grossed $8.5 million so far. But not only is the film making money, it's the first film from Pure Flix Studios to receive more positive than negative ratings from the critics. Although the studio's previous films, such as God's Not Dead and its sequel, were popular with Christian audiences, they did not receive favorable reviews from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.